This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Why is anger held up as a disqualifier for an elder? Because you know the destructive things that have happened in your life because of anger in your own life and the anger of a parent, the anger of a brother or sister. I remember a man telling me, I've got a brother in prison. I said, why? Because of anger. Wow. You've got a brother in prison because of anger. He lost his temper and really severely hurt a person. Nearly killed him and is in prison because of it. Anger produces negative results, get this, in your life. Anger, I'm convinced, is one of the most destructive forces in families. Long after children have forgotten things about their childhood, they'll still remember the anger of my mom or the anger of their dad. Mark my words, they do. People remember anger, just like they'll remember it in your life or in my life. Not overbearing or arrogant, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness. That's interesting. Didn't say not given to alcohol at all, just not given to drunkenness. Crete, I did some research on that, and Crete was known for its wine. And people were taken to the wine, and they were addicted to the wine of Crete. And so evidently there was a problem even in the early church in Crete with wine, drinking heavy amounts of wine. And so Paul tells Titus, hey, somebody's really heavy into wine. That's not an elder candidate, not given to drunkenness. Not violent. Found out violence can mean violence in two ways. Violence in action, but also violence in words. You know, you can be violent with somebody verbally and never touch them. You can be violent with somebody verbally and never touch them. You've been on the receiving end of violence of words, and so have I. But you have been on the giving end, perhaps, and so have I, of violent words that have hurt people. Remember, we talked about slander biblically is speech that injures. And every time I've preached that out of Paul's letters, not to be slanderous, if slander means speech that injures, that means there are husbands who have slandered their wives this week. And wives who slandered their husbands this week. And parents who slandered their children. It simply means speech that injures or speech that hurts. Not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. A person's personal business dealings not only are important, they become known in a community. As somebody who's known as either honest or dishonest in their business dealings. Now, what are the positives in verse 8? Rather, he must be hospitable. That has to do with strangers. I've remarked about this before. I marvel at people who think that it's okay to be rude to strangers. I actually had a woman tell me years ago, well, I don't know him. I can be rude to him. Well, I don't know her. I can be rude to her. Where did we ever get from Scripture that it's okay for us to be rude to strangers? There's no excuse for that. A person who calls himself or herself a Christian is someone who is kind even to strangers. That doesn't mean you have to do whatever they ask you to do. It doesn't mean you give them everything you have. That's not the point. But hospitality is simply kindness even to people we don't even know. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled. Upright has to do with character. Holy has to do with being separate and disciplined. And then the key verse, he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.